T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
For now, an episode of the Left Field Seats.
With Verdugo, I think somebody threw something out at Verdugo. He was talking today on the pregame Zoom about his interchange with the fans. He says he likes to have fun, but I think somebody threw an object at him, man. He is really barking at the fans in the left field seats.
Bro, like, y'all got to be better, man. It's just that simple, bro. You can't, I don't care how much you hate the team, how much a rivalry is, and you don't throw shit at people, man. You know, some fans just really don't know how to act, and I feel like they take, they know that we're in the spotlight, you know? We're the athletes, we're the people in the spotlight, and if we do something, we look like, you know, we look like the bad guys.
Well, he's right about that. That's Alex Verdugo, potentially a homicide victim last night in the Bronx.
I don't know. It's so stupid, and yet I laugh every time you say it, and I don't know why.
I feel like we're going to get in trouble because you keep saying it.
Why? You can take the we out of that. There's only one person on this show is getting it. You and
look,
I are fine.
I'm telling you
he's
right now.
He's the only one who said it.
617-779-7937. We haven't seen it because there's no video of it.
Right, and Sean didn't see it.
I mean, Sean McDonough, who joined us, you could check that out on the podcast later on. He was great. Also, Doc Jess Flynn was with us, too, talking about Brady's MCL. And then Sean had some great things to say about COVID testing and our vaccination and also what happened to Verdugo. Nobody saw it.
Nope.
Nobody has seen it. They all those that he was hit in the back.
And we don't know that was true.
That's circumstantial
evidence.
No. Are you going to doubt Alex Verdugo?
Just saying, man in a court of law, would it hold up? If he says I got hit and there's a ball sitting next to me but nobody saw it? Circumstantial, right?
What about the black and blue on his back?
Well, how do you know it's black and blue?
I'm assuming.
I know.
I'm just taking a leap.
And then Sean brought up the interesting thing here. Not that this is an excuse, but we all know we've all fallen to peer pressure at some point, and that they were chanting, throw it back.
They didn't say throw it at him. They said throw it back.
And as Sean said, maybe he's just unlucky. Maybe he just chucked it, and oh, man.
Well, like you said,
like
mid-air.
Me with the woodchuck.
Yeah.
You threw it out a woodchuck. I meant to scare it. I hit the damn woodchuck. We had a texter that said he did the same thing. Hey, you want to think I can hit this duck? He released it. As soon as it left his hand, he said, oh, no, it's going to hit the duck. Duck rolled over in the pond because he hit it with a rock. Sometimes you're not thinking. You do something stupid because you're like, there's no way I'll hit this. Boom, you hit it. And so he felt, you know, he's probably having a conversation with his mother right now. Mom, everybody said throw it back. If everybody said jump out the stands or jump off the bridge, would you do it? Well, maybe, because I did it this time.
But like, what is amazing about this, and it is a dangerous situation for players.
It is funny, but dangerous at the same time.
Well, yeah, it's funny because he didn't get hurt.
Right.
Again, you know, I joke, kind of, if the ball hits him in the head, it's manslaughter.
Well, if he dies. You presume that this poor kid who was shaking when the camera was on him has a cannon and kills him.
Well, what was the distance? It's not like he was
pretty
like,
good distance.
He was pretty good distance. He was like 15, 20 rows back.
Right. Plus it was the distance, whatever, 50 feet from the wall to Verdugo. So I'm just not sure he's getting the velocity to kill him at that
distance.
Well,
it doesn't matter. The ball pick. Don't you remember Funny Book Physics? That's what we took at Maine when we were.
The hell is Funny Book Physics?
If you were a journalism major, you took Funny Books Physics, which was for dumb people that didn't like physics.
Oh, perfect for you.
Okay, it was perfect for me. So no. I mean, if the ball is going to, it's going to pick up speed due to the trajectory, Andy.
Terminal velocity.
Sure, run with that. But if it had hit him in the head, it would be a completely different story. It could have killed him, could have knocked him out, could have maimed him, could have caused brain damage. 617-779-7937. Something funny about that, Andrew?
Yes, the way you keep saying it. But we do have actually
breaking news
in this area, courtesy of NJ.com, NewJersey.com, and that media family down there. According to them, the fan wasn't arrested after security booked him from Yankee Stadium, a New York Police Department spokesman told New Jersey Advance Media Sunday morning. So he was not, you want him in jail for like 5 days or whatever.
You got
to put him in jail. Boone wanted him in jail.
What's that?
Boone wanted him in jail. His post game, he said, he should be in jail.
Absolutely.
Well, he's not because he didn't get arrested. He went home and had a long conversation with his lady friend who had to walk out with him.
She ditched him.
You think?
Oh, totally. When they got out of the ballpark, she said, I'll see you later.
She got Uber home.
I got an upset stomach.
Loser.
Or she got a friend. You know, the friend calls. My friend needs me. I got to go.
Your phone didn't ring.
Well, it was on silent.
Right.
That's right. I just saw it.
I mean, the kid was clearly, this is not, I don't know that he was drunk. Based on that reaction I saw of shaking. And
he got caught up in the moment.
He got caught up in the moment, did a really dumb thing.
He did, but it could have had disastrous results.
I know.
You keep playing it off like it's no big deal. And
I didn't say it is a big deal. When it is a big deal. But it's not a big deal.
On a night where people were scattering out of the ballpark. What the hell is a ballpark in Washington? I should know this, but anyways. When the Nationals were playing, gunshots were fired outside of the ballpark.
Yes.
I saw the video. They were replaying it.
But why are those two things directly connected?
Because it was a trigger for me, Andy.
Okay, so but this isn't your world. That's for you, and that's fine.
For me. And so when I saw that happen in Washington, I said, oh, my God, there's a shooter at the baseball game. That's what I thought. There wasn't. There was an incident outside the stadium where there were four shots fired, three people were injured, but it was separate from the game.
Okay.
So I saw that, and then I see Verdugo get hit with a ball.
Well, I didn't see it. You saw Verdugo react, and a ball on the ground next to him.
Correct. So he gets hit in the back with a ball, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And it's raining like hell. It was a very stressful evening.
What does the rain have to do with anything?
I hate the ball game slipped.
That's why it hit Verdugo.
Yeah.
There you go. Good point.
See, it's not his fault. Nick. He was trying to throw away from him, and it slipped.
That's right. It was the umpire's fault, who should have called the game after five. If you need to get the game in, call it after five. It's done. The fact that they kept playing that game and had a 52-minute rain delay was stupid. And it was, I know, Evaldi pitched great. He pitched great. But watching that game last night in that rain is awful.
Yes.
It was gross.
No one will argue that.
Oh, it was stupid.
Disgusting. So, and you see them drenched. Now, I always wonder if that's a case of when they mismanage rain delays. You know how sometimes they have a delay to start a game because, you know, the weather forecast says this.
Right.
And then it's dry.
Yeah.
And then they take the field and the skies open up and you're like,
right.
Now we're going to play. It's raining. Now. Like,
right.
They're like the rest of us to some degree. They get caught up in what the weathermen, the National Weather Service, tells them. Not to excuse it, not to totally excuse it, but they get caught up in the weather reports. I just want to clarify. Do I think he should have been arrested? Absolutely. I think it should be an automatic.
Yes.
You throw something on the field, you're arrested. I don't care whether it's a bat, a ball, a bottle, anything.
I'm surprised he wasn't.
I am too, and
I don't get that.
They didn't seem to take it seriously.
That's assault, brother.
But I would also argue,
thank you,
at Wrigley Field and these other places where they throw balls back, including Fenway Park from the monster seats. I want to talk about terminal velocity coming up from the monster seats. Are all those people arrested?
Because they're not throwing at him.
How do you know? What's the difference?
Oh, come on. You know, Andy. It's intent.
I don't.
It's intent.
I don't.
Yes,
I think
intent.
They intended to hit Alex Rodriguez when he was rounding the bases a few years ago. I think that
okay.
He had a batting helmet on, so he's somewhat protected.
Fine. And that was the guy obviously had a bad throw.
It wasn't terrible. It got close to him.
Well, okay. So he wasn't as good as this guy last night.
Well, this guy was a lot closer. But I just, it should
be. Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're throwing from the monster seats to shortstop, that's a good throw.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good distance. That's a chuck.
That's
a couple
a
hundred feet.
No. I was wrong. That's a chuck. I thought it was from the grandstands.
No. Should it be automatic? You shouldn't throw anything on the field. I just think it makes it easier. Does it take away the one fun thing where no one intends anything? We throw a ball. It's a home run ball. We don't want this crap. Throw it back on the field. But you can't do that. If you're going to just have carte blanche, you throw something on the field, whatever it may be. You get arrested, I think that would probably be a scare tactic or clean it up a little bit.
If you're at Wrigley Field or at Fenway Park or wherever and you're throwing the ball back on the field because somebody hits a home run, that's not intent. That's just something fans do.
What if you're not aiming and you're close to the left fielder or the center fielder?
It's not intent. This was intent.
Oh, now we're going to declare intent from a couple hundred feet away?
This was intent. He threw it at the player.
You didn't see it. You have no idea. How do you know he doesn't suck? Maybe he stepped way left and released it slipping, Like Cam Newton. Maybe he's got Cam Newton's throwing mechanics. He stepped way left, and it just happened to slip and go to Verdugo.
No, he would have thrown it in the ground, directly in the ground. It wouldn't have even made it past the warning track.
I can't believe you are arguing that you know the intent of this poor kid, that his intent was to, in your words, commit manslaughter. Okay,
but if you arrest him, and he should be arrested, we both agree with that.
Correct.
He should be arrested.
You shouldn't throw it
on
the field.
That's right. Attempted murder.
He skips it along the turf for Harry.
He should be arrested,
yes.
Right? And then that's what you do. Then you go to court. He gets an attorney, and then you play it out, and you determine intent.
Right.
But no, it's because it's the Yankee fans, and it's because of New York, and they're protecting their own, and they don't want to deal with it. If they were playing another team, he may have been arrested.
So now, why don't my we concern, protect our own?
What happens?
Why did the kid from the Garden go to court?
Because we are law-abiding citizens.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's okay. Right. We're legit.
Sure.
They're not. They suck.
Okay.
Now.
Play to your audience. I like it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to get the rivalry going. Because certainly what happens on the field is not enough.
Well, we might be getting there.
Well, I don't know. It was interesting. I mean, at least last night's game, I thought there was actually something to talk about before this happened. I mean, as Sean McDonough pointed out, the umpiring at first was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a joke. Vasquez was not out. They called him out. The guy from first base called him out said he went around on a third strike, and he did not.
He did not.
It was ridiculous.
Maybe the rain was in his eyes.
And there was a bang-bang play at first base, which it wasn't even bang-bang. At home, we could tell the runner was safe, and he called him out, and they had to review it. But, you know, because Evaldi's, like, I'm a huge Evaldi fan. There are a couple of guys now with the Red Sox. When they're pitching, I'm interested. You know, Garrett Richards, because he's a train wreck. You never know what the hell's going to happen with that guy.
Yeah, but you're not really for him.
No, it's just like, what's going to happen?
Right.
But, like, Evaldi and Pivetta, I love to watch these guys pitch. Mm-hmm. Love to watch them pitch.
I agree.
With Erod, you know, Erod pitched well, fine. I'm not all in on him.
I mean, I didn't even pack a jacket.
I am not all in on him.
Your boy Richards.
Yeah, I thank you.
Yeah, they should have given the fans some of the spider tack or whatever. He would have been.
Oh, yeah, that would have. Yeah, that would have been.
All you have to do is ask Garrett Cole for it.
Spin rate would have been better.
What's that? I'm sorry, Nick.
All you have to do is ask Garrett Cole for some spider tack.
That's right. Yeah, his numbers have gone in the tank after that. But last night he got the win. But you know, there were reasons from last night's game. I think because. You know, the big criticism is where do the Red Sox rank, or the discussion is now, as far as the sports climate is concerned. And I think the Red Sox are no longer the dominant team that they once were in town. You know, I think you take a look at a lot of the ratings, and they've come back to the pack with the Celtics and the Bruins. So you need, when you talk about them, you need something. It's not just sometimes what happens on the field. You need events. You need issues.
Sure.
To make a team interesting.
Being good isn't good enough necessarily.
Whether it's the Celtics, the Bruins, or the Patriots, or the Red Sox, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost 90% of the stuff.
So you're saying this team doesn't have a big enough hook right now?
Last night we started to see it.
I think you're seeing there's a few hooks along the way, in my opinion. First of all, them being good is an initial hook.
And they're nice.
They're really good.
They're really nice.
But there's also a difference between early season good and then when you say, well, they're a World Series, they're a championship caliber team. So I think we're all taking that next step, right? Not just they're better than we thought they were, they're good in April, they're good in May, they're good at Nope, they're just good. Doesn't matter.
They might be good in October.
Correct. So I think that's a step. I think Chris Sale is a hook, a step, a story.
Because he's also compelling.
Right. He's interesting when he talks.
Correct.
He's interesting when he throws. It's always interesting when you get an ace back coming off an injury you don't know.
I hate to say it. This is being Xander Bogaerts is not enough.
I would agree with that. There's a reason Xander Bogaerts, when he is being interviewed about the All-Star game, why are you the most underrated star in baseball?
He's a great
most
player.
Underappreciated
would
star.
Would you argue that he's a great player?
No.
He's a great player.
We started this argument weeks ago, and others have picked it up, and you've taken it to other shows, the face of Boston sports. We started and I said, there's no questioning whether he might be the best player, him and Tatum, right? They're elite. He's the starting shortstop, All-Star game, Boston Red. That's a star. That's a borderline superstar, correct? He's good at everything.
He's great.
Okay.
Doesn't
but to
translate.
Be a true superstar, you got to have something more.
You do.
And I don't know that he has it. That's a fair discussion.
Nor do I think he wants it.
But you also have, you know who I think has a little it to him? The guy we're talking about that you think almost got murdered in left field at Yankee
Verdugo,
Stadium.
But he's not the player.
No.
He's not the player.
But he might
that he's not the player Bogaerts is.
He isn't now.
He's not going to be.
How long has he been in the major leagues for the Boston Red Sox? A year, basically. Right? He arrived in the Mookie Betts trade with questions and controversy. Now you found out he's a good player.
He's a good player. He's not going to be great.
He's definitely got some spunk and some dog and some energy to him.
The Verdugos, the Arroyos, the Kiki Hernandez.
How about Duran?
Those guys, Duran.
Something special about a kid first pitch.
Yes.
As Sean said, first pitch against an elite starter on the other side of the mound.
Yes, hit hard.
Hit hard. Okay, right. Runs the bases, scores a run. He's got a little story to him, because I see no disrespect meant in this, but his tatted-up dad is jacked in the stands, and how did he add power to his game? Well, he finally listened to his dad, who said, you need to lift more. Screw that Tom Brady guy. You get to bench press and do some squats. Now he's hitting for power, right?
Right.
So there are little stories here that I think are popping up along the way that could hook them.
Well, I also think earthing is a story that I like.
What was that?
Earthing. You don't know what earthing is?
Birthing?
Earthing. Earthing.
Who's she and what's earthing?
Adam Ottavino. Earthing.
What the hell is earthing?
Earthing. And now some other guys are doing it.
What is earthing?
I'm getting there.
It's taking forever. We only got 45 minutes left. I know you took your Mountain Dew for your last hour pep, but let's go.
I did. Earthing. 3 hours before the game? I mean, as soon as a player can get in. Like, I think players show up around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, like for... I know that Pedroia used to be there like at 2 o'clock.
In uniform, ready to go.
Ready to go. It's like 2, 3 o'clock, Ottavino goes out to the outfield, and he goes out barefoot. And I totally buy into this. Bradford and I talked about this.
Earthing.
I totally buy into this stuff. He goes out to like short center field, and he walks barefoot, and he walks around. Then he sits down, and he feels the grass with his hands. I think Grossfield wrote about this. He has a connection with the earth and the energy from the earth, and he takes it into the game.
Wow. You just gave me a reason to not like the Red Sox. How many players are doing this?
There were two other guys that started to walk around. If anybody remembers who they were, I saw it.
Because I got no names. Interest
I forgot
in
which
this.
Was, no. The
Do two, they sage too, like Kyrie?
No. But they started to walk around the field barefoot, and that's what he does. Look, he's pitched great. How can you have a problem with it? He's a reliever.
Like it.
It's like being a goalie. They're crazy.
I don't like cuckoo ca-choo.
Oh, I love it. I love this
stuff.
It's
like when my daughter comes home from the crystal store and I go, oh, you went to the rock store again?
Oh, yeah, you bought these things.
You bought a $10 rock?
It's a scam.
Why do we need a $10 rock?
It's a scam.
It's a rock. Oh, no, Dad, I need to leave it out in a cup of water during the moonlight overnight, and now it's moon water.
Yeah, no, you just
I don't
pissed.
Buy into croc.
No, but this goes into your point. The point. This is into your point of reasons to follow the Sox.
Earthing is not one of them.
Oh, of
I enumerated many. Earthing is a reason for me to root against them.
Absolutely, because it makes him a character. That's why you like
you
it.
You know what I like about
Sales
him?
A character.
His number. He's got the best number. Ottavino is O.
O.
I love it.
Al Oliver did it.
It's gives not me a hook. I know, you say
it's
that.
It's not original.
I know, just before my
You
time.
Weren't alive, but it's not original.
I was probably alive, but I didn't care. Now I care. No, this team is growing
very
more
likeable.
Interesting, and Cora's part of that, because Cora is interesting and likable. And he adds a little something. Like we talked about it earlier, you know, crossing over here our segments, the vaccination. Well, the day after the game was canceled, Joe Castiglione did his usual pregame one-on-one with Alex Cora, which you can only hear on 93.7, the Red Sox Shaw's Star Market Radio Network every day. And he was asked...
What did you say, Nick?
What was his response?
I do, in fact, have this.
Okay, so he was basically asked whether he thought this little issue, you know, uptick COVID with the Yankees might change some of his players' desires or likelihood to get vaccinated.
I wish I can say yes, but not really. At the end of the day, it's a personal decision, and you know, people have their doubts, they have their questions, and they'll make their decisions. Hopefully we can get there, but I don't know if this is going to change anything, you know, from where we at to where we want to be.
He laughed, and that right there I enjoy, because that's him being a human being. That's not some John Farrell, like, long-winded, dishonest, disingenuous answer. He did the same thing a few weeks ago. They went through a tough stretch defensively. And it was like, you know, your defense has been a little shaky. And it's like, shaky? It's been terrible.
He's great.
He'll just tell you. He's got a little Cassidy to him. Bruce Cassidy does the same thing.
Same thing.
Tells you the answer.
Very honest.
That's likable. That's as a fan, because I have eyes as a fan, correct? And my thing would be the same thing. Well, if they're not vaccinated yet, I don't think they're getting vaccinated because the Yankees had an issue, right?
Oh, no, nothing.
So that's your same reaction. I wish it would change things, but it won't. We're all human beings. He's a human being managing the Red Sox.
There's another reason why, too. If you haven't been following the Sox or whatever, or you're a casual fan, to get involved in the Sox because of the trade deadline coming up. Because I think Chaim Bloom...
I don't need no stinking trades.
And Sean,
I got Hauk, I got Duran, well, I got Sale.
This is it. I mean, look, at the beginning of the year, you thought the Red Sox, at the trade deadline, you're going to be sellers, right? You'd be sellers. But no, maybe, would probably sell us because some of these guys, look, when they put this roster together, nobody thought they would be the team that they are now. So would like a Kike Hernandez be more valuable to somebody else in contention? Some of these guys that could be made, you know, you could spin off, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But now you have guys like Tanner Houck, who, by the way, is going to be on the live baseball show today.
Houck.
With Rob Bradford. So that's coming up later on here on WEEI. So
how could they get a guest
that? I know. It's terrible. Dad joke. But one of the things I talked about is this guy going to be a reliever as the season progresses? And it's true. He's going to pitch. He can pitch two or three innings. Eventually, he's going to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So here's a guy that comes in, gets experience. You mentioned, I just went blank. Jaron last night. The kid who came up and got the hit.
Who?
Right?
Jaron Duran.
Duran.
Like
I got
Duran
the
Duran.
I took the J and the D and I combined it.
We've reached it.
We have reached it.
You were
it.
Keeping score
Tang
at home.
Hit the wall.
12-21-30 is when Tang Wei fell apart.
Look, it's getting better. It usually happens at 12. So I've gained 20 minutes.
Yeah,
or as you could
nice
say,
job.
Well, the 30 minutes we had Sean McDonough on, that took the place of that.
It's because you got here at 8:58 today.
You booked
I got here at 8:56.
You booked an entire hour, essentially, so you didn't have to work.
Oh, it's great. Great idea, man. Good job,
Gary. We got a text from the 401. The Earth absolutely gives off energy and vibrations that you can get through your feet.
I agree with that person. I am all in.
You buy into this.
Oh, I am all
You're
in.
You're an earther?
I am an earther. I am
Eating
all
your granola
in.
Over there?
I am all in to meditation, earthing, whatever gets you ready in the proper mental state for whatever it is you do. You could probably actually benefit from a little meditation, Andy Art.
I don't think you want me, like... To slow down.
That's
right?
True. We don't want you
I
nicer.
I carry you. Like, I just come in here in like a monotonic state, who's going to carry you when you forget who you're talking about?
Yeah, you want to focus on the negative.
When I forget about Jaron Duran or Duran.
Or whatever you called him.
Yes.
Jaron.
So the point is what I think is a reason to follow this team is because everyone said the big story this year was Worcester. That was the thought going in.
Yeah.
All the stars are in Worcester. Well, now they're both places, and some of them are coming in to help the team now. And that is also another reason to follow this team.
Plus, they're good.
And to find it, and they're really good.
You just start at the keep it simple, stupid point of we now all believe, and I think people outside of Boston, it's not a homer view, they're a World Series capable team.
To me, Sale's the difference.
Yes, I agree 1,000%.
If you don't have Sale.
And he feels better than he did a couple years ago, baby. Let's go.
Well, if you don't have Sale, I'm pumping the brakes on the World Series.
Maybe.
A little bit.
We'll
I mean, see. I'm not as optimistic as I am. You get Sale
obviously.
Coming back, a guy who's been there, an ace, Cy Young Award winner. I mean, he's legit. If this guy's healthy, then you got a guy going game one, you got Eovaldi game two, you got Pivetta game three, now you're in business.
Plus, pitching, you need him on the mound. You need him whatever role he's in, because I think there's also a chance, let's just say it doesn't work out perfectly and he's not a six-inning starter. Who knows how you could use him?
Be a five-inning
But
one
use
now.
His arm. Whatever.
Well, he pitched out of the pen to win the World Series.
Right. He also has cachet, swagger.
Oh, sure.
Like, even
he has
that
a presence.
Comment a few years ago, a few weeks ago when he was talking about, like, this team and everybody's been doubted and, you know, that kind of. I think he carries. He's got a valuable leadership role, I think, with this team and a confidence cultivation going into September and October that could be of value to.
He is a guy that wants to play in Boston. When everybody else is running, everybody else doesn't like the pressure.
Right.
They don't like the talk shows. They don't like the scenarios. They don't like the scene. This guy wants to play here. Bottom line. Red Sox baseball tonight against the Yankees. Sean McDonough called it a must win. Must
he
win
did,
tonight.
Kinda.
He said.
And then mocked himself.
Well, he did. But
weird.
I understand what he's saying because you're a game and a half above the Yankees, a game and a half above Tampa, and this is a team that you should sweep. I mean, the Yankees, you got to win two out of three against because you've really had their number. Last night was crazy. If you play a full game without bad weather and without the attempted murder of your outfielder, you could come back and win that game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, even if you just continued the game, you could come back.
Well, that's what the Red Sox have done all season. But a big game for them tonight. So we'll have that game for you at 7:08 right here on WEEI. Some calls at 617-779-7937 at KJ and Barrett at 1 o'clock right here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Tangway and Hart here. 1 o'clock, Brian Barrett. KJ and Barrett coming up. He's a big Red Sox guy.
Brian. Who?
That's the pregame show and all that.
Yes.
So we're going to get his
underrated funny fellow.
He is. We've talked about that. Very humorous.
He had a good rant on how many games the Red Sox are over 500 that I enjoyed.
What was his rant about?
Well, see, when they were 52 and 32, his argument, or somewhere in there, basically 50 and 30, let's say, his argument was they're not 20 games over 500, they're 10 games over 500, because if you lose half the games, you'd be 40 and 40. This was a whole little argument he had, I think, with himself.
He's such a wacko.
I enjoyed it.
I love the kid. I mean, he is just, in some ways, he's just so out there. I love it.
But then the flip side of that is if there's 80 games played, 40 and 40 would be 500. So you're 10 games over 500. So it's just, I enjoy it.
617-779-7937, the number here on Sports Radio WEEI. We've talked about vaccinations. Should pro sports just basically mandate that all players are vaccinated? I say so. Andy says so. To me, anybody with a head on their shoulders would say so. But that's obviously not going to be the case. But it should be the case. We're not saying that the federal government needs to do it. Like, you should have a choice. Okay, I don't want to play Major League Baseball because I don't want to be vaccinated. Fine, that's your choice.
There are already industries, businesses. There was one major healthcare provider, I believe, like a chain of hospitals, that had mandated that by a certain date, you had to be vaccinated or you'd be unemployed.
That's it. So bottom line. So, and then as far as the Red Sox are concerned, one thing that I didn't get to that I wanted to here is that they are interesting. They are likable. They are worth talking about somewhat in that.
That was a shot.
They're a very likable team. When you talk to guys who, in regard to playing time, like Duran's coming up, right? So that's going to affect some of the playing time of the veterans. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys will say the right things. Like, you know, we're rooting for the kid. He's a rookie. It's all part of the team. And I know that they all want playing time, but they're all saying and doing the right things. I still love the cart. You know, they jump in the cart. Some people say that's getting old. You think that's getting old?
It's fine. I don't need them to get rid of it. It doesn't entertain me.
I think it's a good thing. Okay,
you want a little salt or whatever, or you want to stop and take pictures like they did a couple years ago.
I think that it works for this team. I think there's a chemistry here, and I like it. The team is very likable. The problem is the sport still isn't.
How do you know that?
I saw this number.
Are you going to give me archaic TV ratings?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know, because you're not big on TV ratings anymore, which is fine.
Radio ratings
Dan Shaughnessy had a great article this week in talking about things that need to be addressed with baseball, and he quoted George Will saying that he calculates 36% of big league at-bats end in homers, strikeouts, or walks with 4 minutes between each ball put into play. And that is still a problem. Why I think that this team, if baseball was at a better pace, would be huge right now. I think that this team could, I'm not going to say be as big as the Patriots, but they could be bigger than the Bruins and the Celtics. They're certainly more likable than the Celtics. I mean, this team, the Red Sox team right now is a marketer's dream. They are, because they're so damn likable.
Who's the personalities, though?
Alex Cora. Alex Cora is the personality. Okay. We just talked about Ottavino's the personality with the Earth thing. You think it's crazy?
You started with Ottavino?
But he's quirky. He's got that personality. Verdugo right now.
Okay, Verdugo.
He's your guy, right?
I just think when you're talking about marketing, there's some personality.
There's some personalities needed. There. Like, I mean, if I'm Verdugo's agent, I mean, I am. He's got to be. He's got to be in some campaigns involving getting hit in the back at Yankee Stadium. I mean, getting thrown at Yankee Stadium or something, getting hit by a baseball by a fan. I mean, there's got to be
What's the product there?
I don't know. Kevlar. I don't know. I mean, a bulletproof vest. When I play outfield at Yankee Stadium, I put on a bulletproof vest.
It's a baseball.
I don't know. But what I'm saying is that there is something really like about, I mean, we talk about, I love the fact that a lot of the pitchers pitch quickly. People like to say Pivetta's great to watch. The problem is I still have to wait for 5 minutes between plays for something to happen. And so, that's why I hope it happens soon, and I know it's happening in the minor leagues. But we weather the storm with the sticky-tacky stuff, right? Fine, we're over that. Okay, we're past that. Now, let's worry about something like pace of play. Get a damn pitch clock in here, and I'm talking now.
I agree with you. That's fine. Pace of play needs to be expedited. The thing about balls in play and that action, on the surface, I agree with. You know, I've watched baseball games where I'm bored and there's just, you know, not enough going. But everybody tells me the most popular sport on the planet is what?
Soccer.
Right. There are not a lot of scoring opportunities in
soccer.
Doesn't
matter. The ball is moving.
They believe that there's a building of suspense and all of that kind of throughout the course,
well, the
right?
ball is in play.
Okay, but the ball's moving in baseball. It moves from the pitcher to the catcher back to the pitcher.
Yeah, but that's not in play.
I know it's not in play, but it is in baseball. It's part of the play.
The act of pitching is part of it. So then just put a pitching machine out there.
If you only consider it in play, like, put a pitching machine out there and let them hit the ball.
No, of course.
Pitching
Andy.
Is part of the game.
God,
that's in play.
Your argument
I actually
so
like watching
base.
Pitching. I actually like watching Chris Sale throw a slider that makes a guy look silly, and the ball never goes in play. I think that's part of the game. I enjoy watching pitchers dominate hitters, much like I also enjoy hitters dominating pitchers, because that's the battle. That's the bulk of the sport. If you don't like that interaction between pitcher and hitter, then you don't like baseball. If you need the ball to be in the left center field gap to be entertained, then you don't truly like baseball, which I think soccer fans would say, if you need the ball to be in the back of the goal to enjoy soccer, then you don't truly enjoy soccer. Because soccer, I'm not a soccer person, but everybody I hear, the buildup toward the goal, the action before scoring chances in the middle of the field, all of that is the beauty of it, right? I think it's the same thing with the pitcher and the hitter. If you need the ball in play to be entertained in baseball, then you don't truly love baseball. It's fine. Move on.
Well, no. I think that that is a mistake, and that's short-sighted. And that, I think that's why baseball is in trouble to some degree. It's not, things are not as bad in baseball as people say they are. They're
correct.
Not. Okay, but I will say this. If you have a pitch clock, and I like pitching duels too. Actually, that's not true. I mean, they're okay. I like offense in baseball. I do. I like offense. Okay, I want to see more hits. But there is nothing great. Like, if you have a great at bat or Sale's taking on Judge, whatever, of course, you love
right.
it. But then you see, you know, a ball four, walk at a guy walks around the mound, there's a pitching change. The pace of the play has to be increased, and if you increase the pace of play, then instead of getting a ball put in play every 4 minutes, just by increasing the opportunity for the hitter, you'll get a ball put in play quicker.
So you just want offense, and you just said it. You
not
want
just,
the hitter to have more. Because what
I don't want
what
just
I'm
more offense.
About,
I want more action. So you could still have a great pitcher's duel. You can have a great at bat. It just has to happen quicker.
If I watch Jake DeGrom embarrass Bobby Dalbec, let's just
sure.
say, who has had his
instead
struggles.
Instead of taking 5 minutes, have it take three.
I enjoy watching him embarrass him because I say, whoo, pitcher, whoo, DeGrom, nasty. You know what then I also enjoy? Xander Bogaerts hit doubling off DeGrom and saying, whoo, the hitter, the great hitter, won the battle against the great pitcher there. That's part of the entertainment of baseball. You can get entertainment from a strikeout or a weak ground ball. Just like you can get entertainment from a bomb, then you don't like baseball.
No,
you don't
that's
like
not
the,
true.
You don't like the totality of baseball. That's
doesn't
fine.
Have to be a bomb. The favorite, my favorite play in baseball is a bases clearing triple.
That's so random.
But it happens once every 900 years.
But it's,
that was the most random comment of the day.
But it's,
I really like a good bases clearing triple.
It's awesome.
It is.
It's awesome. That is the most exciting play in baseball.
Okay, I don't know if I totally agree with that. What about a triple play on defense?
Yeah. You know what? I also a runner tagging up and a guy getting thrown out at home. That's
sure.
pretty good too. That's
or in the old days, running the catcher over, but you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
supposed to do that.
Politically correctness. Nothing like a good
gone
fight.
Soft.
That's right. If we had more fights, less anxiety.
Damn right.
The doctor is in. David in Florida, you're up on WEEI.
First of all, we were talking about this last night. Some of my buddies talking about weird, bizarre plays. Have you ever seen triple stale? Have you seen a stale, a double stale? Have you ever seen a bases loaded in a triple stale?
I don't believe
Can't
I have.
Say that I have. Because wouldn't the catcher just hang on to the ball?
You can steal home.
Not.
Yeah, but okay, so.
So you steal home, and the guy steals third, and the guy steals second.
That's a double steal.
That's a triple steal.
No, you're not going to steal. You're not going to steal home because the catcher's going to have the ball. He's going to be out.
No, you've never seen a stolen base at home?
Yes, I have.
Bases loaded. A lot of pitchers go to the windup, so you can steal home. Don't listen to him, David. He can't keep up with our intellectual baseball discussion.
I have not seen it. So, David, have you seen it?
Yeah, I was disappointed. I mean, I was in a car actually and talk about how erudite you can be and intelligent and witty, and now I'm. Losing a little. You are very eccentric in a way too. I find you in a clever, witty, like I just said, sarcastic way.
Thank you, Dave. Sorry, I let you down on that.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, but you know this Red Sox stuff. I mean, I don't. What did you two just said it a few minutes ago? Yes, okay, they have personality, but just the way the game is played right now sullies it because I just hate it. I'm sorry to say, but I just hate the way the game is played right now.
Give us an example. What do you hate about current Major League Baseball?
The overall disgusting lack of fundamentals, the stupidity that defines baseball these days. I mean, I used to get angry because of the Red Sox, but it's everybody. I mean, not knowing how to run the bases, overthrowing the cutoff man. And Renfroe, as great an arm as he has, is an idiot sometimes, too. There have been several games, several situations where he's overthrown the cutoff man. And, yeah, he has a golden arm, but I just can't figure. You know, I want to go and watch some youth baseball games. And just and do the coaches in Little League and Babe Ruth League, do they just ignore the fundamentals, too?
Well, David, I'll tell you, thank you very much for the phone call.
No, they don't.
And I appreciate the compliments.
As one of those coaches, we harp on the fundamentals.
No, he needs to watch college baseball. College baseball, you'll see the fundamentals more.
Okay.
So I'll run with that.
But watch college baseball.
But I actually think, I think the long ball era, when everybody was trying to hit a home run, I think the fundamentals of baseball have improved. I think Major League Baseball has actually gotten better.
Maybe.
I mean, I do. As far as base running is concerned, I don't think people are so reluctant or relying. I don't think people are relying too much on the long ball, just hitting a home run and showboating. I think players are more complete.
I think players are more complete now. I mean, I think Theo said it the other day, we have the best athletes that we've ever had in baseball. And I think he's right. And that his argument was actually, put the ball in play more. Give the athletes the opportunity to showcase their skills, their speed, their athletic ability, those types of things. And I agree with him. I also think baseball a lot of times is the least black and white of the sports. Like, I think you and I can watch a guy on second base get a read on a hit or a base running read, and we could look at it differently. Like, it's not obvious. Oh, he should have taken one step back and then gone, or he should have frozen, or he should be three quarters or half. What, you know what I mean? Like, there's some room for interpretation as to the way different teams play it. And I think that's where you get into, I hate the fundamentals. Well, your fundamentals, how you would manage it if you were the manager, but not all managers manage the same way, right?
That's true. But I think, I understand what you're saying. You're talking about different philosophies.
Yeah.
I think that's different than what he was saying, where I do recall a time when everybody was trying to hit home runs and you would have single-dimensional players come in the game that could just do one thing. Yeah, single, one, whatever.
Who just could nitpicking.
Well, obviously. Who can only do one thing. But now you have players that are MVP candidates that can do a number of things. I think players are smarter on the base paths. I think players are smart. I think just players are smarter. And I don't have any evidence of that. I just don't. It's just watching the games.
Right.
I mean,
no,
I don't have any data. I mean,
I
it's
agree.
Just like,
well, how could you?
Well,
like,
I
where's
know.
The data
well,
to
I
prove
don't
a
know.
Guy's
but now, I mean, I just,
analytics.
Like, you know, I just see guys that can do a lot of different things. I mean, you know, you take a look at a Tatis or some of these guys that are playing. And even, you know, that's just what I see. It's just an observation, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Now, I do think that one of the arguments, actually, about this era is there is still the insistence on launch angle and guys trying to jack the ball and fly balls and that. I
depends on the hitter.
Well, see, I don't think enough. I think that is what is lost right now in this era. I like more of know who you are. you're a line drive hitter, you're a gap hitter, you're a slap hitter. Like, you can be great in different forms of baseball, right?
Right.
I do think we got into a little era of everybody the same swing, launch angle, get underneath the baseball, and the pitchers are trying to get a... Remember the old days, it was keep the ball down? Like, pitching 101 was like, right, keep the ball down, ground balls, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, high. Everything's high, and try to beat the launch angle and strike everybody out because it's all these uppercut swings and this whole thing. I think there's less of a be who you are. Like, okay, you're a leadoff hitter, you do this. Put the ball in play, hit the ball on the ground, run fast, kind of Otis Nixon era baseball.
Right.
I think some of that is lost. It may be coming back around. I don't know if that's what Theo was getting to with his comments about, you know, less analytics and maybe a little bit more use your athletes and play baseball in an entertaining manner. But to say the guys are dumber or smarter or play smart, I don't know.
I don't think they're more dumb. I mean, I don't. I think baseball's had a resurgence in that regard. Like, I think, like, I don't know how many, I mean, I know that there are some issues with baseball and youth. You know, there have been, whether you disagree on this. You think that there are more young people playing baseball than you think. I know some of the numbers when you look at different races, which to me, you know, it doesn't matter to me. But, you know, why certain ethnicities or people from certain backgrounds play different sports. But I think the people that are all in on baseball now are more fundamentally sound than ever and more complete.
I hope so.
I think it's better
for the game if that is the case.
Okay, theory. Let's go to Chuck. Hey, Chuck, you're up on WEEI.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck, you're on the air.
Chuck.
Chuck, we're out.
Bye, Chuck. Baseball alone was Chuck's comment.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
We're not picking on baseball.
Well, no, we've actually been very pro-baseball.
I like baseball. Have always liked baseball.
I think
baseball is having a resurgence. Now, I think one thing that they've just gotten flat-out lucky with is this new age star that's the son of the star. Vlad and Tatis, I think the name recognition.
The Guerreros and the Tatisers.
That's a built-in storyline. That's a built-in hook for those guys. But I also think there is a good young generation. Like, Mookie Betts is a great athlete, a great player. You have a generation of can hit for power, can run, can play defense.
Yeah. Bogarts.
Bogarts.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an example of, why isn't he a bigger star? Why isn't he more popular? He can do it all. He's on the Boston effing Red Sox as an all-star starting shortstop. Like, he should be the talk of the town, and I'm not sure he is.
But Verdugo was going to be because he got hit in the back. And he mouthed up the Yankee fans. But that's also this town.
But that works.
But that's also this town. I mean, you could go to every team. I mean, God love him. Why was ML Carr so popular? What the hell did he ever do in the floor? He waved the towel. You know, and people loved him. I mean, you could say the same thing about Troy Nixon. Dirt dog. Certainly not at the level of Bogarts. He isn't even close to the player that Bogarts is.
And that's part of it.
But he loved it. It's all personality in this town. It always has been. It always will be.
And I think the one thing you have to be is genuine.
You can't fake it.
If Bogart started trying to be, you know, some exuberant personality and going on these Twitch streams and saying bombastic things, you'd be like...
You mean kind of like Cam Newton?
Well, that's Cam being Cam. Cam is Cam.
Is he?
He's his own person.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think Cam is not genuine?
One of the things we were going to talk about, and you know what we're going to tease next week's show?
Ooh, looking ahead 7 days.
Well, looking ahead 7 days.
I'm sure nothing will change between now and then.
No. And
Gary, here's a little snapshot. Somewhere around Tuesday or Wednesday, Gary will start texting me about planning the show for next Sunday.
Yes, because I have nothing to do when I want to be prepared.
Some of us have other things to do.
Yeah, whatever.
I got Tyler Devitt texting me about OMF with an actual timeline for that day's show, and I got you for 5 days later.
Which show's more fun? Come on. Come on,
I had fun the other day.
Yeah, okay.
Fourier's fun.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
Glenn's fun.
No, that's right. Yeah, okay. You're just covering your ass.
No, Ion Retirement Glenn is fun. He doesn't give a rat's.
Well, that's true. That's true. You got a guy that doesn't care. He's got nothing.
Got one foot out the door. No worries.
The best radio Glenn Ordway has ever done.
Oh,
right here.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, no, because he doesn't care. He'll say anything. We're going to get Brian Barrett. He's going to come in. I want to get his thoughts on the whole mandatory vaccine plan. I want to get his
as well as the attempted murder at Yankee Stadium.
The attempted murder of Alex Verdugo in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. Red Sox baseball tonight, 7:08, as they wrap up their series with the Yanks.
Covering Boston sports and beyond, Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Tangway and Hart here, wrapping up this outstanding program. I think that this has been the most intellectual program we've had. Very thoughtful.
Sadly, that's the same program where you kind of insinuated there was an attempted murder slash manslaughter.
Attempted murder on Verdugo last night.
So that's
Brian Barrett is
program.
With us. Brian Barrett, this is he's here all the time. He just lives here.
He does. He does a fine job.
Does a fine job. He obviously has no life whatsoever.
I don't mean.
Well, it's kind of true.
That's fair.
You also has a torn MCL.
Okay,
he's got a loose knee, laxity in his knee.
We talked about Tom Brady.
Well,
and
it hasn't been fully diagnosed. I should
nor
say
has Brady.
My cousin,
either.
Who's a doctor, felt it and said, yeah.
My cousin, who's a veterinarian, who said no.
Yeah, he really is a doctor.
Where did he get his degree? Because Guerrero, I think, was a doctor.
I forget the name of his school. It's in Pennsylvania, though.
Pennsylvania, U.S., or like Pennsylvania, different country?
So it's in Pittsburgh. I forget the name of the school.
He's a medical doctor.
Real doctor.
Yeah, he's emergency room doctor.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, those guys are hit and miss because they see you for like 20 minutes and you're going, move on.
Then the expert looks at it and goes, no, he was dead wrong.
Yeah, totally. I've been through that situation. Nonetheless, love all docs. So we talked about Brady and his MCL and how it's being exaggerated. Even Doc Flynn joined us. There's no way you could play with a torn MCL. So you have firsthand knowledge.
I haven't been officially diagnosed. I didn't do the MRI. My cousin just told me.
God, for the sake of this program, yes, it's good enough.
Okay? Yeah.
So you have a torn MCL.
I can't cut.
He can't play pickup basketball.
Right. He just goes straight.
Pickup basketball.
Straight on the
treadmill. Could you win the Super Bowl right now and have movement in the pocket?
No, I don't think
I could win the Super Bowl, period.
No, but this is
why. Oh, the knee's not the issue?
But hold on. Let me say this.
When he runs, because he talks about how he runs.
Yeah,
yes.
Runs
and he counts the Super Bowls back or whatever.
Bucks.
No, NBA
championship. NBA championship, right?
Yes.
So he's got to run. He has to run. So he runs like 10 miles, but he can't go around corners. He has to be in a straight line. So
yeah,
how do you get home?
Treadmill.
You just run straight, but you get to turn
around. Well, yeah, but you don't, like, when you turn, you don't really cut.
I understand.
What if a lady jumps out in front of you on the sidewalk or something? You're in trouble.
I'm in real big trouble.
So you don't buy Brady's thing either?
No, I do buy it.
Oh, you do?
He has a partially torn MCL. Why not? I mean,
No, I thought it was fully torn. Crap sheet said fully torn.
All right, this is what I don't understand, though, and I'm not trying to be like the big Brady defender, if you will, but how come when LeBron James has anything wrong with him, the national media defends everything about LeBron, what a hero, but when it's Brady, you have everybody questioning him, including his former teammate, Rob Ninkovich. Everybody's questioning Brady, but it's the other way around. But it's like LeBron James. Everybody wants to praise him. Oh, what a warrior he is playing through these injuries. He hurt his finger in a game, and he's playing through it. But with Brady, it's the opposite of that. It's like, oh, well, I'm sure the injury isn't that serious. All Brady wants to do is make money. Well, isn't that what the sport is about? Like, isn't that what all these stars do? They try to market their products?
You do sound like a Brady honk.
A little bit.
That's okay.
LeBron doesn't have a clinic or a plan or a method.
The TB12 method.
LeBron brags about spending, what, $1 million a year to stay in shape and stay. Brady is collecting millions per year, selling the idea that what he does, what Alex does, is the way.
But in defense of Brady, I don't think this was a result of his efforts. I think it just got out and the story became bigger than it is.
Nobody leaked it?
I don't know if it was him.
Or it may have been.
I don't know.
Stroud did a little research, got the story, and then Brady one-upped it by calling crapsheet.
Maybe. Mm. Or maybe it was Alex who called crapsheet. But nonetheless, I don't fault Tom Brady for the exaggeration of his MCL tear or injury or tweak. He's still the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yes.
But what I want to get your comments on is about vaccinating Major League Baseball. Should
a light topic, squeeze it in a minute.
100%. Yeah, when are we out here? Nick, let me know when we got to go.
I don't see how the players' union would ever agree to that. Players' association.
Yeah, of course. Again, get rid of the facts. No, the players are so.
That is Gary Tangway's radio philosophy in a nutshell.
No,
get the t-shirts.
Get rid of the facts.
But this is the players' association, they're morons because they should protect the player. They think they're giving up power. You protect the player. Everyone gets vaccinated.
Yeah, but the other thing you look at, too, is most of those Yankees, with the exception of Judge, had been vaccinated. All three of the pitchers had the vaccine.
They did. But Judge did not. So all it takes is one. So what I'm saying is neither team is at 85%, which is ridiculous.
Well, I thought the Yankees were.
No, they're not.
The Yankees are at 85%.
Are you sure?
The Red Sox are not.
The Red Sox are not. I didn't think either one was.
The Phillies have a...
No.
But that's what surprised me the other day is how come Philadelphia, they played against the Phillies last Sunday when they had three guys out with COVID, and yet this week against the Yankees. But look,
I don't understand it either. It makes no sense. And then all of a sudden they play the next night. But are you for or against 100% vaccination?
I'm against them forcing everybody to get vaccines.
You are.
Yeah, it's an individual decision.
No, it's not. You're playing for Major League Baseball. It's my league. You got to play by my rules.
Like, I got... I had COVID and I got the vaccine. I would do it if I was playing in Major League Baseball as well. And I'm wondering this now, Gary, going forward, is this Aaron Judge situation, is some of these teams that are contenders across, not that the Yankees are contenders, but some of the contenders, right? For the guys on those teams that aren't vaccinated, are they now going to look at it and say, oh, if we want to win the World Series, we got to all get vaccinated? I'm wondering if this kind of motivates players to get vaccinated.
Natural motivation more than just a mandate.
Right, that's what I mean.
Was that recommended by your doctor? Is that how it usually works? How's that work?
I basically just got it.
Oh, okay.
But you were supposed to wait 90 days after you had COVID to get vaccinated. Now I'm thinking, did I really need to get it based on some of the stuff that's come out?
Okay.
So are you...
COVID sucks, though, man. Good thing you get the vaccine. It sucks.
But there's no guarantee that I won't get it.
Oh, for God's sake, Sandy, will you stop it with that? We understand that. But here
I don't
is
think
the
a lot of people do.
Here is the poster boy right here. Brian Barrett is the poster boy why you should get vaccinated. They should put your picture on a poster and put it in the Major League Baseball clubhouses. Because he said it sucks having it.
Okay.
And what if it happens to you when you're trying to win a World Series?
There you go. What did you think of Verdugo, the attempted murder on him? What do you think? The guy wasn't even arrested.
Absolutely classless. I can't believe that's happening. A baseball?
Are we supposed to leave now because the music's playing?
Yeah, that's your cue.
Have you ever seen the award shows? When the music comes on, you're supposed to exit the stage.
Yeah, playing you off like the Oscars.
I know you've never been to an award show in your acting career, but...
I've been nominated for a New England Emmy like about 100 times. I stopped
never
going.
Won?
Yeah, Charlie Moore beats me every year. Screw him.
Oh, he's funny.
What are you gonna...
Screw him.
He's entertaining. Yeah. He is.
Mad fisherman, my ass. All right, not that I'm bitter. Have a great show with KJ. But he's good. Brian's going to be on. You're on with Bradford, too? You're on with Bradford?
Yeah, I'm sticking around with Bradford.
4 o'clock. And he's going to
Tanner Houck's going to be on?
Tanner Houck's going to be on.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
So Bradford with the live BP show. And it is KJ and Barrett coming up now at 1 o'clock. Andy, I'll see you next week. We'll start working on the show. I'll call you tonight.
Don't.
Good job, Nick. Thanks, everybody. You. All right, stand by. WEEI, Barrett and KJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.